Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. Hello, my name is Chris McElyea, your host of this program, where each week we take a look at the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are currently in a section of our study we are calling A Year of Development in Jerusalem. And today we're going to look at one of the I Am statements of Jesus, and that is, I am the light of the world, as found in John chapter 8 and verse 12. The Gospel of John records a number of remarkable I Am statements by Jesus. In chapter 6, verse 48, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. In chapter 8, verse 12, which we'll be looking at today, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. In chapter 10, in verse 9, Jesus said, I am the door. In chapter 10, in verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. In chapter 11, in verse 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. In chapter 14, in verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in chapter 15, in verse 5, Jesus said, I am the vine. Jesus, in these I Am statements, reveals much about the world around us, our own lives, himself, and what he has to offer us. Today we will consider one of those great I Am statements as we consider the light of the world. Again, now notice John chapter 8 and verse 20. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus was teaching in the treasury of the temple according to verse 20. There it says, these words Jesus spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. Now first we see that there is darkness in the world. For Jesus to imply that he is the light of the world, it obviously shows that there is darkness in the world. We see darkness described in various ways, such as distress, mourning, confusion, ignorance, and death, among other things. Notice some scripture that speaks of men and darkness. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. And when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the Sea of Galilee, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Job chapter 5 and verse 14. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope at noontime as in the night. Job chapter 12, verses 24 and 25. He takes away the understanding of the chiefs of the people of the earth, and makes them wander in a pathless wilderness. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man. Darkness is used to speak of the moral depravity of men. In John chapter 3, verse 19, we read, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." We find this in the days of Noah. We find it in the period between the Testaments and even today. Romans 13, verses 12 and 13 says, "The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy." We read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11, where we're told, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." My friends, darkness is real. Darkness is seen in the news daily in the form of terrorism, war, oppression, sexual abuse, greed, drugs. Darkness is seen in the media through pornography and filthy language. There is darkness of being alienated from God because of sin. Today we see a darkness of ignorance of the Word because of blinded hearts. There is the darkness of a seared conscience, being past the point of feeling the pangs of guilt, being given over to a debased mind. There is darkness from materialism, greed, covetousness, jealousies, wrath, etc. If one lives in the world, they must contend with the darkness of the world. We see that Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light. But the Bible points out to us that Jesus is the light. Notice in John's prologue in John chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world." So John pointed that out, and it was spoken by the Lord, John chapter 9, verse 25. "He answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see." The man in response to Jesus. And in chapter 12, verse 35, "Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going." In chapter 12, verse 46, "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." Jesus is the light, not a light. It is Jesus alone that provides true light. He is the truth and the living way. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Since Jesus is the light, he is the source of life. Again, our text verse, chapter 8, verse 12, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus is the source of abundant life, peace, joy, and love. Chapter 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Chapter 14 in verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In chapter 15, verses 10 and 11, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Jesus is the source of eternal life through his resurrection. Chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And chapter 17 and verse 2. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. We must be wary of those who proclaim to offer light to us. Some of those who claim to offer light might be servants of Satan. Notice 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. At best, one can only reflect what light Jesus already has bestowed. He is the light of the world, not for the Jews only, but for the Gentiles or the nations as well. It was foretold by the prophets that Jesus was the light of the world. Isaiah 49 in verse 6. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Jesus is the light of the world according to the apostles. Notice Acts chapter 26, beginning in verse 15. So I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you, I will deliver you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes, in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. The light of the world is available to all men. Is available to everyone who believes in Jesus. Chapter 12, verse 46, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. It is available to everyone who follows Jesus. Again, back to our text verse. In verse 12, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That's chapter 8, verse 12. How wonderful it is to know that in a world of darkness, we can have the light of life through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Yet, we must remember that He is truly the light. Now also, we know that Jesus is the light of the world for those who follow Him. Those who follow Him and become His disciple. There is a connection between following Jesus and being a disciple. Only those who follow Him will have the light of life. Therefore, only those who become His disciples will walk in His light. The way that one becomes a follower or disciple begins with faith. Again, remember chapter 12 and verse 46, I've come in as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Becoming a disciple also includes baptism. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus said, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus said, He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Jesus is the light of the world for those who follow Him and abide in His Word. By abiding in His Word, we are truly His disciples. Chapter 8, verse 31, Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed. By abiding in His word, we truly have Christ. Remember 2 John in verse 9, Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. When we abide in His Word, we not only walk in light, we become light. Disciples walking in light reflect the light of Christ. Notice Philippians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. When we abide in His word, we prove what is acceptable and expose that which is not. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Christians should be the light of the world, bringing glory to the Father in heaven. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, notice what Jesus said in verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Where are you today? Are you confused? Are you stumbling about in a cloud of darkness? Is your life a mess at this time? Then come to Jesus, the light of the world. Follow him, the one who will give you the light of life. And then you will reflect the light of Christ in your own life as you abide in his teachings and follow his doctrines. In a world of darkness, let us walk in the light of him who leads us to both the abundant life and eternal life. I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope our time together has been edifying to you. I have certainly been edified by your being here today. And I hope that if the Lord wills, we're able to be together again next week, that you'll join me at this same time for another edition of Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, and I hope you have a wonderful day.